so smart. And boy, you want to talk about tough as nails. Stick around. More to do. Coming up. We're going to go to the audio sound bites. But the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open up our phone lines. This thing about systemic racism and the governor and his declaring a public health emergency. Or what is it? A public health crisis that's all about racism. What is he trying to do? Is he trying to be able to I don't know. I don't know what this is about, but it's a coordinated effort in different cities, different states, that governors and mayors have done this proclamation. And they're doing it for a reason. They're not doing it for their health, trust me. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, Friday afternoon commute, and yes, we do have some accidents. Got a crash, Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana. You're pretty slow as you work your way through there. Also, you're bumper to bumper, 215 westbound. That is at the 15 interchange. Also slow, 215 west at Green Valley. You're still backed up as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl there on that transition, leaving Interstate 15 north as you merge on to 515 east. You're slow there at 515 east at Main Street. And lane restrictions over the weekend, Interstate 15 north at St. Rose and Charleston at Lamb and Tropicana between Pecos and Boulder Highway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV football was scheduled to go to Iowa State this upcoming season. That game is now not going to take place after the Big 12 is only allowing teams to play one non-conference game, and Iowa State did not choose UNLV to be that game. So the two schools have changed their contract a bit. Iowa State will still come to Vegas in 2021, and then UNLV will go to Ames for the rematch in September of 2030. Raiders football, two more players being placed on the reserve COVID-19 list, defensive end Max Crosby and running back Rod Smith. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we talked with, it seems like ages ago, we talked to Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. And one of the things we talked about was this gaffe yesterday by Joe Biden. It was so incredible. I mean, when I first heard it, I said, he didn't really just say that, did he? But he did. Let's go to cut one, because if you have not heard this, you need to hear this. This is Joe Biden talking about blacks and diversity and the Trump reaction, which I found fascinating. Listen to this.
You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona.
Joe Biden this morning totally disparaged and insulted the black community. What he said is incredible, and I don't know what's going on with him, but it was a very insulting statement he made. It was a great insult to the black community.
Now the problem is the fake news media just ignored it. I mean, I tried to watch a little MSNBC and a little CNN, and there was nothing. There was nothing. I didn't promote this because I didn't know if we'd be able to get to this, but we've got some time, and it's always interesting. When people come out of the woodwork, people go away for a while, and then they come back. And that's what Harry Reid has done. He has his pancreatic cancer in remission, which we are very happy for. Congratulations. But he went on with Brianna Keeler this morning on CNN and made a bold prediction on the November elections. And boy, you want to talk about... counting your chickens before they hatch. Listen to Harry. This is cut five, by the way. Cut five. This is Harry Reid and with Brianna Keeler on CNN.
I'm sure you have been looking at poll numbers. Democrats are looking at poll numbers, and they certainly favor Biden considerably right now. Do you think that Democrats might become too confident?
I think that's one thing we won't become too confident. But I do say this. This is going to be a change election. Trump is going to be beaten. We're going to pick up the Senate. We're going to pick up seats in Colorado, Montana, Maine, North Carolina. We're going to pick up the Purdue seat in Georgia. We're going to win in Arizona. As we speak, we're ahead in Alaska. So this is a change election, and the biggest change is coming as a result of people being fearful of the Trump presidency and how much harm it's done to our country and are standing in the world committed.
So to my friends at the Trump victory, the folks at the Nevada Republican Party, to my friends at the RNC, you've heard them on here, to Kayleigh McEnany and others that have been on this program a whole bunch, you can all go home now. Because according to Harry Reid, the cake is already baked. And that they're going to win the Senate, they're going to win the House, or it's going to turn out that Harry Reid is wrong for once in his life. That he is wrong. This is the same guy that said, you know, let's blow up the filibuster on judges, and in particular on Supreme Court justices. God. So stupid. And don't forget Mitt Romney. Remember when they said, well, somebody told me that Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes, and then after the election said, well, I guess I was wrong, but you know, look who won the election. Oh. And that's certainly a justification for it. I want you to hear Harry Reid one more time. This is cut six. Defending AB4 and the mail-in ballot. I don't know if this is all factually true. So to my fact-checking friends, my historians, give a look-see at this. This was Harry Reid this morning on CNN.
Mail-in voting goes back to the Revolutionary War. We had mail-in voting then. We had mail-in voting in the War of 1812. We had mail voting during the Civil War. So it's nothing that's new. And it's, we have learned from our Republican Secretary of State that all the time she's been Secretary of State, there's not been one fraudulent vote cast. And that's the way it is around the United States. It is a safe method, and it's just an effort by Trump and the Republicans to stop people from voting. But it's a system that is fail-safe, and we're very happy in Nevada with the pandemic sweeping Nevada like it is the rest of the country, that people have an alternative. The legislature did a good job. Not only will people be mailed a ballot, but they'll have expedited voting in person. They'll have extra places to vote. They'll have early voting, and they provided money so that the local officials will have the money to take care of that. So it's making a big hullabaloo over nothing.
Why do you think he singled Nevada out, or do you see it that way, that he singled Nevada out?
Well, I'm happy that he singled Nevada out if he has a problem, because we have a system that's really, really good and has been proven so over the years. You know, he's got a business here. Maybe that's why he does it. He's got his Trump Tower here. Maybe he needs a trip here to play golf or something. I don't know, but he's raising concerns that are non-existent.
And you raise the issue that he's trying to stop people from voting. In your perspective, do you think that this is going to undermine mail voting, or his argument trying to undermine mail voting, that it could affect voter turnout and maybe even affect Trump voter turnout?
Yes, I believe that this is focusing attention on voting by mail. I think we're going to have more vote by mail. I think it's going to improve the voter turnout. And you have Republicans that are looking at what Trump is saying, and they're saying, what in the world is he doing this? Marco Rubio from Florida, John Thune, the second-ranking Republican in the Senate, says this is foolishness. So he's really out alone, because it's what we need to do in America today is make it easier to vote, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, if you say so. Harry Reid, and by the way, I am happy that he is in remission. He looked pretty healthy to me on CNN this afternoon. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Coming up, there is frustration on both sides of this whole coronavirus stimulus package. This seems like it ought to be an easy putt, but for some reason, it's a real difficult putt for this Congress and for the White House and for Steve Mnuchin at the Treasury and Mark Meadows, the Chief of Staff, and for some reason, this thing has become a mess. And I guess my question is, maybe the president should just, by executive action, do all these things too. He's talking about doing a ton of stuff by executive action. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, so good to have you with us. 5:48 on this Friday afternoon. We take you right up to 6 o'clock. They still have not gotten a deal done. And in fact, the latest is that they are even further apart than they thought they were. When it comes to a stimulus package, the $1,200 for you and me, $600 if you're unemployed per week. All of this stuff is out there, and yet the two sides are just unable to get anything done. Late last night, when they closed up shop after negotiating much of the day, Steven Mnuchin, who is the Treasury Secretary, talk to the media. This is cut three, by the way. And President Trump, he wanted to make sure everybody knew. And I don't blame you. I mean, people want the president involved, fully engaged. Steven Mnuchin said that the president was fully engaged in these COVID-19 negotiations. Here's Steven Mnuchin late last night.
The president called several times while we were meeting. Mark updated him. We'll consult with him again this evening and tomorrow morning. The president's first choice is to do a deal. We've said that. If we conclude tomorrow that there's not a compromised position on the major issues, the president has alternatives and executive orders. But as he's instructed us, his first choice is to try to get legislation that will pass the House and the Senate that he can sign that helps the American people. And as we've said, we have many priorities. They're kids and jobs, liability protection for schools, universities, and small businesses, extending the PPP so many people can get a second payment, direct payments to individuals. We've put on the table several very fair compromises on enhanced unemployment. We've talked about the issue of rental evictions. We said we'd consider some payments on rental assistance as well. There's going to be some work done overnight. I think we've made a lot of progress, but again, I think on things like state and local, this is obviously a big issue. We're still very far apart on that. The president is not going to do a deal that has a massive amount of money to bail out state and locals. The president is prepared to do something for state and locals that deals with the issue of additional coronavirus expenses, deals with making sure that the first responders, the hospitals, the police, the firemen all have proper funding, and the school teachers. And we'll see. I think we always said our objective is to try to reach an overall understanding tomorrow. If the Democrats are willing to compromise and do something, I think we'll get something done. But again, we're not going to do a deal that isn't an attractive deal for the American public.
That's Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. This hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. In fact, you can pick up the phone right now and call Summer at PIPCOA. She's really nice, and she knows all about this. She'll answer all your questions, and the consultation is free. So call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away, regardless of why you have the chronic pain. Make it go away. Call right now and begin that process. 702-546-8767. That number again, I'm going to read it slowly. 702-546-8767. That's PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. More to come as we close it out for a Friday afternoon. As we continue, my name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
This year's big fashion trend?
Mask can be a fashion statement.
It's true. I bedazzled mine.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premiered certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it. We have come to the end of another week. This is absolutely incredible. This monster that Marty Bash and Will Kemp and all the folks at Kemp Broadcasting have created in the afternoons. We have so much fun bringing it to you. One of the and by the way, all of the folks here at AM 670 KMZQ, Jim Dallas, Andrew Paul at Battleborn Radio, the people that bring you this show, we have so much fun in the process of putting it all together. And I want to thank all of you out there who have made the choice to make the switch, that have said you want to have some fun. All of that. I really, really appreciate. But the hard work of our staff is really, really cool. All the folks at Kemp Broadcasting and Eric and Marty and everybody. It's just so much fun. Coming up on Monday. Monday's always a fun day because we're going to be joined by Scott Hammond. We're going to state senator. Get kind of a deja vu all over again, talking about the 32nd special session of the Nevada legislature. And the other thing we're going to do, and I always love it on Monday, because Monday's good, because Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us. And I'll bet you he'll have some thoughts on the proclamation of racism being a public health crisis. Has anybody figured out how the governor is going to use this, or governors across the country? Because governors across the country are doing this, okay? I don't know yet quite what it means, but I think it's going to be very similar to what we see with this public health crisis known as a pandemic. It then gives the governor license to do anything to us. This is about freedom, folks. This is about freedom, pure and simple. That's going to do it until we join you on Monday. I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature. protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call.